علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 201st sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where certain aspects of how to analyze a society have been mentioned, which is very crucial for a person who is in a leading position to be able to see and analyze a society and a community. And in the previous session, we mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam said in Nahjul Balagha, in this sermon, that what makes groups, what causes groups to be together and what separates one group from another is their likes and dislikes. What they are affiliated to is what brings them together, and what they do not like and what they are not affiliated to is what separates them from a group. And that discussion was over. Inshallah, we shall take another step in another discussion, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha goes on to say, وَإِنَّمَا عَقَّرَ نَاقَةَ ثَمُودَ رَجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ فَعَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْعَذَابِ لَمَّا عَمُّوهُ بِالْرِضَى. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving a very important point and a very important principle, and that is that when societies are pleased with a certain act, they become one, basically. They might not be doing that act, but once they are happy or pleased with that act, then they are one. And the example that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave is about the community of Thamud. So, you know that the community of Thamud was a community that was quite strong, quite wealthy, and they had all the material amenities. This community was also in misguidance, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hadrat or the Prophet Salih alayhi salam to guide this community. Prophet Salih alayhi salam, when he came to guide them, many of them denied and they asked for miracles. And Prophet Salih alayhi salam produced a miracle by the power of Allah and by the command of Allah. He pointed to the mountain, and from within the mountain a camel came out. So like it was the creation of a camel, kind of like with the help of Allah, a camel came out from the mountain. That was a miracle, basically. It is amazing that how from within rock and dust a crack occurs and a camel comes out. This itself was a very powerful miracle. And normally people would become believers. But unfortunately, a good number of people did not become believers despite this miracle. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, I do not wish to discuss about the story of the people of Thamud right now and the story of Prophet Salih alayhi salam. But what is important is the point mentioned here by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that is that this camel, when it was grazing in the land and it was drinking water from the river, and it was enjoying just a normal life that normally, domestic animals would enjoy. But it was a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was also a test from Allah. The test was that the camel had to drink water one day from the river, and the other day the people would make use of the river. So, I mean, that was a very good bargain. I mean, if every day, I mean, you don't need so much water every day to be able to, like, to be unhappy that why this rule has been kept. But there was a reason why this was done, and that was out of Allah's wisdom, to see if these people are really serious about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their adherence to the signs of Allah. But unfortunately, this group of people, they decided to kill the camel. And what they did is that one person was chosen, and he was the one who killed the camel. Now, a punishment of Allah followed after that. And that punishment overtook the whole community of Thamud. Not only the person who killed, but the whole community. Why was that? Imam Ali alayhi salam says the reason is that these people of Thamud, they were happy. They approved of the actions of that person. So notice, if a community approves the actions of a particular person, they become part of one system and they become one body. And that is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning here. And he's giving warning that we should be careful about what we are pleased with and what we approve. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
من
حين دعاه نلمناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه